So our listener Emma has been with her boyfriend a year and a half. He's settled in his career. She just landed a dream job across the country. Let's get into some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hi, Ben and Kelly.
Hey.
I've never done anything like this, but I think I finally need the help of your listeners. And the kind of like the little melting face emoji.
Aw.
Yeah. I'm 24. I've been with my boyfriend for about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
We just moved in together, and honestly, things are really good.
Good.
He's 30, loves his career, and after 6 years at his company, he's about to be promoted to manager. He's locked in.
Yeah.
Me, not so much. I've been at my job for a year and a half. It's fine, but it's not what I went to college for 5 years to do.
Ooh.
I started applying to jobs around here, got rejected across the board, every single one.
Hmm.
Then I applied for one job across the country, and I got it.
Oh, wow.
Here's the problem. It's basically my dream job. Brand new, modern team, exactly my field. It's in mm-hmm. San Diego.
Okay.
Yes, sunshine, ocean, all of that.
Nice.
So now I'm stuck, and every time I decide to take the job, I get overwhelmingly sad about leaving my boyfriend and my family and my friends.
Oh.
But every time I decide not to go, I get this pit in my stomach thinking I might be passing up an opportunity I won't get again, especially since the job market in my field here is rough and I may have to relocate eventually anyway.
Hmm.
I've tried everything. Flipping coins, pretending I'm giving advice to someone else, making pros and cons lists that all end in question marks. I can't think straight anymore. My boyfriend's been incredibly supportive. He values career growth and has said he'd be willing to do a long-distance relationship with no pressure or expectations, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But also, not what either one of us truly wants.
Mm.
We're not talking marriage anytime soon, so there's no clear next step anchoring us either.
Hey.
I'm terrified I'll move and I'll regret leaving. I'm equally terrified I'll stay and resent myself for not taking the chance.
Yeah.
Has anyone else had to choose between love and a career like this? How do you know which regret is the one you can live with?
Oh, wow.
Yes, that's a really good line.
Yeah, I was going to say, what a question.
I genuinely need all the help I can get. Thank you so much.
Dang. I mean, because typically the advice is follow the gig or something, right? Is that what our typical advice is? Is like, yeah, you know, if it's a dream job, new.
It's a dream job, yes.
Yeah, new city, new job, new. It could be open doors for you in places and ways you don't see coming.
He said that he'd be open to a long distance relationship, but did he say eventually he might consider moving to be with her?
I mean, he just said, I'll consider a long-distance relationship.
Right. But, I mean, we're talking across the country.
Yeah,
that's not just like a
four-hour car ride. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's getting on a plane and having to see each other, which can get problematic and expensive.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if she could work into, I mean, it's probably a moot point at this point because she's already been offered the job or whatever.
Right.
But I was like, if she could work into the deal, hey, like 6 plane trips back here a year or something like that. You know what I mean? Like where the company covers her flight to come back. I don't know. Maybe that's just a suggestion or something like that. Because I like, part of me is like, you should try this adventure. If it's your dream job and things don't look great in your field here.
Yeah.
Then that's maybe what you need to do.
That's telling you what you need to do, because at least then I think that's the worst. Well, what would that have been like if you don't take it and then you'll never know if that could have been like the next step? And it doesn't mean that you have to stay there forever. Maybe you go and you do some time there and then that gives you more leverage to be able to be a little choosier about where you go next. Or maybe you fall in love with it. Who knows? But I feel like that's
You were about
the
to say fall in love with someone there.
You fall in love with the area, the job, you find out that's your perfect fit and then everything.
You find yourself a San Diego boyfriend.
Well, if it's meant to be with her boyfriend here, it will somehow figure out a way to work out.
All right, 502-795-1997. Tell us your experience with this. I know Kelly and I both did long distance. Ours wasn't a plane ride, though. So it was a little bit more manageable on a weekend drive.
Yes.
Okay.
But when it started out for me, I was driving to Grand Rapids, Michigan. That was not an easy drive to make either.
No,
and then he moved here, and then a week later was like, let's be friends.
But that's a story for another
day.
All right. Emma has a dream job offer, but it would pull her to San Diego. She's got a boyfriend of a year and a half who's pretty entrenched here. And everything that she's in her head, she's mental. She is going back and forth.
Yeah, she's afraid she's going to regret one of the decisions. She just didn't know which one's going to be worse.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, we have a lot of support for her. On text message, Brittany says, did a long-distance relationship from England.
Oh, wow.
It is doable. We're almost 10 years married, so long-distance relationships aren't impossible, even easier now with modern-day technology.
Oh, that's great. That is exactly what she needed to hear.
Yeah, I mean, like, I told my daughters this, too, because they're considering taking a job across the ocean, you know, in a different country. And they both have boyfriends. And it's like, you know, this can work. Modern technology is much more advanced than it was back in the day. And you can do voice calls, you know, video calls and all that stuff. So,
wow. And Trina says you absolutely 1,000,000% need to take the job. From experience, you'll always wish you did. San Diego, go girl. You'll be thankful 10 years from now.
Wow.
Yeah, and some other people were mentioning you can go and at least get the experience to put on your resume that could give you more leverage later to either move back or to get another job closer to home, especially if you said the job market in your field is not good here
at
this moment.
Yeah, I think everybody, like Melissa, take the job. You're always going to wonder if you don't, and you can always move back if the job doesn't work out. On Facebook, Katie says, give yourself a year, take the job, tell yourself you'll revisit the pros and cons then.
Yep.
Put yourself, your whole self, into the job because your family and friends are here, so you can always come back.
Yes, you know you've got that safety net.
You do.
And that's got to be the most comforting thing. And then who knows? You never know how it's going to work out with your boyfriend. He might discover, okay, when you're not here anymore, that you're the person that he can't see living his life without.
And then,
like,
maybe
it might make those kinds of things clearer to him.
Yeah. And then maybe he could make a career move.
Exactly.
Yeah. You never know. So.
And then there's Jean, who says, tell your caller that she should absolutely take the opportunity in San Diego. In fact, my son, who's 28, very handsome and single and stationed in the Navy in San Diego, would probably love to show her around town.
Oh, yeah. San Diego is a big Navy town.
Yes, it is. There you go. So you've already got a tour guide. Help you get acclimated.
That is funny. Well, send a pic and we'll forward it on to Emma. And no, we can't do that.
She's
got a boyfriend.
Exactly. She's got a boyfriend. She's committed. She's struggling right now. But everybody 100% is saying take the job. If you don't, you'll always wonder.
Yeah. All right.
Like, well, could that be life-changing for you?
And take your old pals Ben and Kelly with you. You can do it on... you can stream it on an app and all that. Or you can catch us on podcast, so you can get a little slice of home whenever you want. All right.
Yeah, selfishly, we don't want to lose a listener because we only have six.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're dwindling. All right, so there you go. Go, take the job. Have fun. You know, it's any decision you're going to make is going to be... It's going to be tough in the moment. But once you do it, once you get out there, things will be different.
Yes, right? You'll find your way, and like the puzzle pieces will figure out a way to fall into place.
Yeah. And it's funny because there's a friend of the family whose daughter is considering a move to San Diego as well. So maybe you guys
could be besties.
Yeah, you never know. All right, so there you go. That's group therapy.